The Max Life Field Guide, Authentic Leadership, How to Lead as Yourself Without Losing Authority. Authentic leadership means leading from who you already are instead of performing the version of a boss you think you're supposed to be. It isn't oversharing or being soft, it's congruence. The person your team gets in the room matches the person you actually are. It matters because the performed version costs energy to hold up every day, and your people read the gap between the two instantly. So trust never fully forms. Founders who lead as themselves build teams that tell them the truth, and a business that doesn't depend on a role no one can sustain. What authentic leadership actually is, and what it isn't. Authentic leadership is leading from who you already are, instead of the version of a boss you think the job calls for. That's the whole idea. The person your crew gets on the floor is the same person your family gets at dinner. And what you say in the room matches what you actually think. It's worth being clear about what it isn't, because the phrase goes soft fast. Authentic leadership isn't telling everyone your problems. It isn't dropping your standards so people like you. It isn't confessing every doubt to a team that needs you steady. You can hold a hard line, let someone go, and deliver bad news, all while being completely yourself. Authenticity is about congruence, not comfort. The opposite of authentic isn't tough, it's fake. Most founders don't set out to be fake. They inherit a picture of what a CEO is supposed to look like and start performing it, and it hits hardest for the ones who built something real in a trade or a shop and now feel like they're supposed to act like a corporate executive. The people who knew you before the title can feel the difference right away. The performance costs more than the truth. Here's the practical reason this matters, and it has nothing to do with being nice. Holding up a version of yourself you don't believe is expensive. Being yourself is free. Rhett Taylor, a former founder who spent more than 20 years building companies around a version of success that looked right from the outside, says it as clean as anyone. Honesty is binary. It doesn't take energy. Misalignment and untruths take energy to create and to maintain. Telling the truth about who you are costs nothing. Keeping up a front you don't believe charges you something every day, and it never stops. Taylor eventually sold his company and walked away from the life he'd built because he'd gotten good at winning games he didn't actually care about. He tells a story about turning around 2,000 feet shy of the summit on Denali and calling it the summit I needed. The point isn't the mountain. It's that a performance can succeed and still not be yours, and some part of you always knows. Your team is performing right back at you. The bigger cost isn't your energy. It's what the act does to the people you lead. A team reads incongruence before they can name it. They can tell when the confident speech doesn't match the look on your face, and they respond by managing you instead of trusting you. They tell you what they think you want to hear, and you become the last person to find out anything's wrong. John Gigante, who left 25 years in sales leadership to build a coaching firm around authentic leadership, watched this from the inside. Our top performers, on paper they were doing great. Many of them were struggling immensely, not sleeping well, overly stressed out, not good relationships at home. Everyone looked fine. No one was telling the truth. What broke it open wasn't a better speech. It was Gigante going first. At one workshop, after he opened up honestly about his own struggles, a CEO in the room named a loss she'd never told anyone, and an executive admitted a health scare he'd hidden for years. The magic was in showing up, providing the safe space, opening up the room, letting the room dictate what was going to happen, he says. Connection, camaraderie, that's where it was. A leader who leads as themselves gives everyone else permission to stop performing. That's not a soft benefit. It's how you find out what's actually happening in your business before it costs you, and it's quietly how a culture people trust gets built. Not from a values poster, but from a leader who's the same person in every room. You can't copy your way there. You already are the edge. Most founders try to lead like someone they admire. It never quite lands, because the one thing you can't borrow is the thing that actually works. Eric Solbakken, a CPA turned business coach who talks about excavating your true identity, said something to Ben on the show that's worth keeping. No other human before or after will ever experience Ben Laws ever. Only Ben gets to experience Ben Laws. That is 100% yours. Put your own name in it. Whatever your competitor has, they don't have that. It's the one edge that can't be copied, hired away, or undercut on price. So the founders Ben coaches don't build a leadership style by importing one. They dig out the one that's already there. Ben describes the work less as adding something and more as clearing away everything that isn't you until you're standing where your feet are actually meant to be. One founder started describing how he wanted his people to feel, that they were a family who broke bread together, and Ben stopped him. You just wrote your own manifesto, out loud, without trying. The good stuff was already in there. The job is getting the performance out of the way so people can see it. Your story is the part no competitor can match. If you want a concrete example of authentic leadership paying off, watch what people do with their own story. Stacy Havener built a firm that raised more than $8 billion for small investment managers going up against Wall Street giants, and she did it by refusing to sound like Wall Street. A blue-collar kid with a literature degree, she leads with exactly that. Companies don't have souls, she says. The people in the company are the ones with the soul. She's blunt about how exposed it feels. If I share my backstory and you go, "That sucks," what I hear and feel is I suck. So it's incredibly vulnerable to share it, because what if no one likes it? And then the line that settles it. Not everyone's going to like you, even if you don't own your story, so you might as well show up real. That's the pattern in every real example of authentic leadership. It's the manufacturing owner who tells his crew plainly why the family name is on the building. It's the founder who says, "I don't know yet, here's how we'll find out," instead of faking certainty. None of it takes a personality transplant. It takes you deciding to stop editing yourself down to what you think a leader is allowed to be, what leading as yourself is actually for. There's a business case under all of this, and Ben makes it directly. Money is attracted to authenticity. Money is attracted to joy. When you stop forcing a version of yourself, the right people, employees, customers, partners, start recognizing something real and moving toward it. Reputation compounds. Trust shortens every deal. A team that isn't managing your moods can actually run the place. That last part is the point. A business built around a founder performing a role is fragile, because the role is exhausting and no one else can play it. A business led by someone who's straight with their people can eventually run without that person in every room. That's what makes it worth more, and what makes it possible to point everyone at the same vision without you refereeing every call. If you've felt the gap between the person you are and the person you turn into at work, that gap is worth closing. And it's most of the work Ben does with founder operators, getting the operator's real self back into the owner's seat. It's the same shift underneath the entrepreneur mindset that separates the founders who stay stuck from the ones who don't. How to start this week? You don't fix this with a personality overhaul. You start with one honest move. Pick one place you've been performing. The meeting where you pretend to have it all figured out. The number you repeat because it sounds like what an owner's supposed to say. The feedback you soften into something you don't actually mean. Name it. Then go first, once. Tell your team the real version. What you actually think. What you don't know yet. Why this matters to you. Watch what it does to the room. Most of the time, you'll find people were just waiting for permission to be straight back. And ask yourself. Rhett Taylor's question about the biggest thing on your plate right now. Is it a hell yes, or are you doing it because it's what you're supposed to want? If it's not a hell yes, he says, then for me these days, it's a no. Leading as yourself starts with being honest about that one. First with yourself, then with everyone counting on you.